Get ready. It's time to tee it up with Keith Jones.
Coming up on today's show, we welcome longtime industry veteran and founder of Fit America, Jim Ball. So stay tuned to get ready as you tee it up with Keith Jones. Welcome to the show. So glad you'd be along. This hour, we're going to circle back with somebody we've known for a long time in the industry and somebody that's made major impacts in different areas in the industry. And we like to follow stories. You know, you have these people in the industry that start with an idea and then it becomes a product or it becomes a foundation or becomes a foundation for something else. So this hour's guest is one of those people. He is a former president of Wilson Sporting Goods. Yeah, they're still around. They've been around for more than 100 years. I'll let Jim Ball say how long it is. But we welcome Jim Ball back to the show because we get an email. You know, things come across our desk all the time. It says, Fit is a go. And last time Jim was on, a number of weeks ago, he said, I have this great idea. And we've talked about it. And we said, all right, Jim, you keep us up to date. And of course, you know, Jim's the executive that he is. So he kept us up to date. And congratulations on Fit being a reality in the biggest sense.
Well, thanks, Keith. It's been a conviction of myself through the last 15 years since I left Wilson. I really wanted to make a big difference in our country and to try to get our kids healthier. And I realize that there is a pandemic that's going on in America. It's around the world, but it's a bigger problem here, is our kids are so inactive. It's the pandemic that very few people give respect to. And we do, because it is bigger than obesity. It is bigger than opioids. And so I said, I got to blow the whistle and more importantly, have a solution so we can get these kids more active, fit, and healthy. And I'm so excited because for the last year, I've been really developing something that is so special, can go any place, that will help fix this problem of inactivity with our youth.
Well, I've been hosting this show for a long time, and I've been covering sports even longer. And I can tell you right now that a video game is not a sport. Don't tell me it's esports. I know it's, you know, it pays a lot and kids get all kinds of Neil deals and everything else around these video games, but it's sedentary. It's not, it is not active at all. So hence not a sport, but okay, there we go. I've said it.
Well, you're 100% right. And what we've realized, we did the research. I looked into what kids were doing and what was captivating them. And it actually was video. But I said, what if we can make video something that helps get kids moving? So what I've done now is created 25 learn to play a sport and fitness videos where kids are looking at video, but they move to it. They get moving. They learn golf. They learn 14 different sports they can learn, or they can get fit through 11 exercise videos. So it's engaging for kids, but we're using that technology of an iPhone or an iPad and saying, this is a way of getting kids moving, and it's working.
But the idea initially was to get it into schools as well. So where is that along the lines?
Well, we're still there, but let me give you the background. See, when I was president of Wilson, I did the research of where do kids learn skills to be active and, more importantly, be active as adults. And it turned out the research showed two places. One was in their homes, and we're going to talk about their homes in a second. And the second place was in schools. So I said, let me go where all the kids are in schools. And we developed programs. We had a play golf program, a play tennis program, a play pickleball program, and a running, walking fitness program that we put in the schools. And we were very successful and still are very successful. We've helped over 1 million kids in 1,700 schools with our play programs. Now, that is still the foundation of where kids learn their skills. But unfortunately, in schools, you probably are not aware of this, but I was just talking to a PE teacher in El Paso, Texas. The size of their PE class is 150 kids in a PE class. In Brownsville, it's 50 kids in a PE class. So I said, that's great. So we got to have find ways of activating those kids. But more importantly, look where all the kids are in homes. And then we know in homes, kids are not moving like they used. They don't play anymore. They're sitting like in front of the TV or with their iPad or iPhone, and they're not moving. So I said, I got to make that tool and make technology a partner in what we're doing. And we're doing it with a new, whole new approach called Fit Kids Academy. That's P-H-I-T Kids Academy. And if you go to fitkidsacademy.org, you'll see this platform. It's amazing.
So when you started this idea, and which many, many years ago, because doing our research before you came on, we found an article from 2016 that the Palm Beach Post had done on you. And it was a pretty good article. But, you know, 2016 is more than, you know, it's a decade. Okay, I'll just say it. It's a decade ago.
Yeah, there's no question about it. So, and we've helped 1,700 schools during that time frame. But I realized in these last 10 years that we're only hitting the tip of the iceberg because, one, we had tools that were expensive because these programs, money doesn't grow on trees. And number two is that there are 1,700 schools. There are like 100,000 schools we got to penetrate. So I said, I got to have something that's more economical and more efficient and what kids love, which is video. So our videos, we're using kids to teach kids. We're using music. We're using emojis. But it's all in the spirit of teaching kids the basics of golf, other sports, and to be fit.
Other than platforms like this, obviously getting it out nationally, what else are you doing? It's a really tough inroads in a lot of cases in certain counties in the United States to get into the school systems.
Well, we approach foundations and areas and counties, and like in Palm Beach County, you talked about here, we approach companies. We do a big outreach to people in the industry. In fact, with the launch of Fit Kids Academy, the NGF and Greg Nathan has been phenomenal in wanting to support us. We're talking about all the things they can do to spread the word. We've got meetings set up with U.S. Kids Golf, which should be a great partner in what we're doing, especially with the Play Golf video that we've produced. We are setting up meetings with the PGA of America. So what we have to do is get allied organizations that want to fix this problem. And probably the biggest problem we faced is that nobody's focusing on the average kid like we are. They want to go after the serious kid, which is where the money is. Well, I'm worried about getting the average kids moving so we can create more golfers, create kids playing other sports, and just as important, getting them active, fit, and healthy for life.
But just like the phone, which is not a phone, it's a computer, portable computer with a phone and a camera. That's why it costs so much money. But just like that's another appendage for the youth of America, how do you get – I know you're utilizing that as one of your platforms, but – how do you talk the kids into doing things that I know,
You go to the parents, and we have an outreach now. We're just starting our whole campaign, and the campaign's going to go out to parents of kids that are, we're using a heavy social media campaign to get the parents, and parents that have kids that are in the age category approximately 5 to 13. We're focusing on them and really going to make an impact with parents. Homeschool parents, there's no physical education in homeschool official program. We have it. It meets national standards. So now homeschool, which is growing left and right, we're going to be talking to those parents to say, hey, let's put physical education and physical activity and learning sports like golf in your curriculum. And because we have concrete evidence, more active kids do better in school. So we think this is going to be a big market overall. And then we got to get out to coaches and partners and schools, et cetera. It's a process, but we have to do this because this pandemic of physical activity has to be arrested. And I'm basically leading a charge to get a lot of different companies and partners on board to be able to spread the word and use a product like Fit Kids Academy.
Talking to Jim Ball, who's a long time, not just golf industry veteran, he's in the sporting goods industry for a long, long time. Not only president of Wilson Sporting Goods, but obviously Prince Rackets, and he did the tennis, and Jim's done a lot of things. So you do bring a name value to the table, which is fantastic because when Jim Ball picks up the phone, even including to yours truly, and says, I want to come on your show, I make time for Jim Ball. So, you know, so that's helped along the way. He's the founder of Fit America. But, you know, it's this big, I know it's a special project for you, but you have to keep the energy going. And obviously, in this case, it's a passion project for you, too. That word gets overused on a regular basis. But you need that to go along and keep pushing it, because if you stop pushing that boulder, it's just going to stay where it is.
Well, this is why I wake up in the middle of the night saying, who can I call on next? Who do I tap into? And you mentioned it. I was inducted into the Sports Industry Hall of Fame. So people in the industry know me. So when I reach out to them, they'll usually take a call. And now we're reaching out to many brands, some of the big brands and some of the medium-sized brands, to say, help spread the word. Be a partner. Be one of the founding partners in what we're doing. And I'm getting great reception overall. And in the golf particularly, because that's, you know, your show is all about golf. Keep in mind, I helped Steve Mona and Kathy Harbin especially. We helped launch Get Golf Ready. Growing golf is a huge passion of mine. I know all the benefits of golf. And in fact, it's underappreciated. I wear a lot of fitness devices when I'm active, and including golf. And you'll be surprised how many calories you burn, even when you're riding in the cart, walking to your shot, walking on the green, and moving. It's amazing, but golf doesn't get the respect of some of these other sports, but because you're out there for 4 hours. So I want to grow golf here in a big way, and that's why we're outreaching to so many people in the golf industry.
Well, I think that's a smart way to do it, and the industry needs to really wake up, and this is an area, the 5 to 13s, that's your juniors. You know, that's an important category for the golf industry specifically. And you know, it's like your entertainment dollars. You only have so many to go in different directions, and you only have so much time to go in different directions as well. And when you are in your formative years, it's super important to have that adult guidance and leadership.
And we just had a big conference call with USA Swimming. And you're saying, well, what about USA Swimming? What is that? We can teach the basics of swimming in your home. Of course, they got to get in the pool to do it overall. USA Swimming was very excited because they said, you're tapping into an audience that we never get to because we only think about the kids that are at the pool. We want to get the kids to the pool by having interest in doing it the right way and potentially saving lives. But they saw the values of this overall. And keep in mind, we're touching a totally stagnant market for most of these companies out there in the sports industry because they focus on the kids that are traveling teams, serious and spending money. We are wanting to develop a bunch of kids so they become a part of the pathway to become serious players.
What you did, Jim, was you turned on the light bulb for some of these people. We never thought of that. We never went after those people that weren't right in front of us, people that were already spending money.
It's exactly right. In fact, they were the exact words that were spoken by the executives at USA Swimming today. And more importantly, nobody has tapped into this market. We're doing it. So now all these companies and associations and governing bodies can tap into what we're doing. We're not a threat to anybody. We're an asset to the sports industry. And most important, we're an asset to America. Because if we truly want to make America's kids healthy again, we have to overcome this pandemic of inactivity. So we're touching a lot of different. In fact, I'm trying to reach out to the president's staff and Bryson DeChambeau. He's on the president's council. I need to get to him because we have a tool here that can really help him.
Well, I understand that, and we had a lot to talk about with Jim Ball. You hear the passion coming through. We'll be back with Jim Ball, the founder of Fit America, right after this break.
Hi, this is John O'Hurley reminding you you're listening to Tee It Up with Keith Jones. I haven't been this excited since I discovered I couldn't lick my elbow.
This is Justin Leonard, and you're listening to Tee It Up with Keith Jones.
This hour, we're spending the time with Jim Ball. He is the founder of FIT, P-H-I-T, FIT America. And you heard in the first segment the passion coming through in his voice, because he's been at it a long time, but he's a true believer in what's going on. And I find it really interesting, because just earlier this week, Fauci was in front of Congress, you know, not answering questions and such. But since that time, that pandemic, societal shutdown to now, people are having a hard time getting themselves readjusted. I talked to somebody just earlier this week who just got a new job and he's moving offices. He's like, I sit in that chair like all the time. I got to get up. I got to walk around. I'm thinking about, you know, the ergonomic type chairs, or I'm thinking maybe putting a treadmill or something else in my office just so I'll move, you know. And it's not just the kids, but it's a different mindset than it was before the pandemic.
Yeah, you take me back to the pandemic. It's a frustrating time, because the sports industry had a tool that's called physical activity that they should have promoted that would help people overcome any illness overall. The message should have been, let's get out and move so you make your body healthier to fight this pandemic or any issues overall. But what's happened, and let me give you the numbers. These are about kids, because we have a hard time thinking about the adults. So we just focus on the kids. U.S. kids are ranked last in physical health amongst 38 developed countries. Think of that. Ranked last out of 38 countries. In fitness, our kids are ranked 47th. Out of 50 countries in the world in fitness. If I'm sitting in a sports bar, you could have 12 TVs on, 12 different sports on. People are watching it, but they're not doing it like they used to, because we've become more sedentary. 3/4 of all teens are not fit enough to join the military. So it's a problem that eventually, depending on the administration and focus on our military, could lead to national security issues overall. So we have issues on this pandemic that are so deep. And to the president's credit, he's come out with a campaign, which is Make America Healthy Again, but they're not focusing on the activity piece of this the way they should. In fact, if they don't, we will never truly make America healthy again.
Well, to the White House's credit, the guy sitting in the chair, he does get out on the golf course a lot. So even though he appears to be overweight, he's a big guy to begin with, but he plays a lot of golf. And I know he takes a lot of heat and a lot of hits for that, no pun intended. However, he's trying to be active. And when you're running around all the place like the president does anyway, on this plane and off of here and over, you know, who knows, you need that as an escape. But that's gotten lost as well. People are looking for some sort of, I'll call it escapism. It's, what can I do to get my mind off this job or off of this home situation or that bad thought or what have you?
Well, there's 100% bad. And when you get moving, that blood flow to the brain energizes you. And by the way, going back to the president playing golf, I mentioned it earlier. If you count the amount of calories, do it if you've got an Apple Watch. Take a look and put your fitness on playing golf. You'll be shocked how many calories and where your heart rate goes during that time frame. It's amazing, and it's something that I was talking to Greg Nathan about, that the golf industry needs to promote, is the benefits of golf for our health overall. It's amazing. So I give credit to the president, but I'm worried about everybody out there, adults, but primarily kids, because that's where, you know, we can change the habits of kids. Changing the habits of adults is a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, but part of that is the adults have to do that, the parental units, to help change their kids' thoughts as well.
100%. And that's why, again, our videos, and in fact, you're going to see some videos, promotion videos coming out, where the parents do work out with the kids using our platform so they can work with them so that they are active in fitness and also learning golf skills or tennis skills or any skills. Remember, we have 14 different sports in our videos. Each one has 15 or so segments so that a parent can get involved with those videos. And there's another avenue here. I work at a club called Jupiter Country Club. It's part of the Invited group. Invited, we're talking to them about putting it into their clubs so that parents and kids can come out and do the exercises and the skills right there together. So parents and kids, it's magical. If the kids get active, there's a good chance the parents are going to get active too.
Yeah, no question. I would totally buy into that, as we were with Jim Ball, industry veteran and the founder of Fit America, with the latest breaking news about what is going on with that organization and how he is trying to, no pun intended, get America fit. Back with our second half hour of the show after this break.
The Dalai Lama. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter.
The Lama.
Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the Lama says? Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga Galunga.
We are back for our second half hour of the show, and we really appreciate the time that Jim Ball is making. I know he reached out and said, hey, this is the latest and stuff. We said, well, you know, we follow these stories. We do this. I've been doing the show for a long time, and so happy to be in Cincinnati as well. And it's great when you get to know people over the years, but you're a guy that's, you know, a legend in the industry, yet you're still involved with the industry, you know. And I say that because there have been so many people that have come and gone through our life in the industry that are no longer in the industry. We miss a lot of people and stuff. But I guess if you're dealing with Invited, are you talking to my buddy Pills? Are you talking to, did you get as high as Dave Pillsbury?
Dude, I went right to him first of all. Dave and I have gone back to knowing each other. Dave Pillsbury helped support us 15 years ago. And when I went back to him, he says, wow, this can go into our clubs. We can use it in the fitness area. Show it. All you need is a screen and a projector, and this can work for groups of 4 kids, 6 kids, 20 kids, and parents too. So he was on to it. He introduced me to 2 of his top staff people, and I've had 2 meetings with them. They're now sitting down. Because keep in mind, to get our Fit Kids Academy, the cost for a family is only $100 per year for 25 videos. They use it constantly. They're going to be updated, these videos. If you happen to be a club or a camp out there, you can get Fit Kids Academy, again, all 25 videos for a full year for $200 a year. So it's an amazing low cost for a high benefit to be able to get kids moving, getting them off the couch, learning sports like golf. And Pillsbury saw it. He's a smart man. And so he said, let me get my team on board. And they're looking to figure out what clubs they can put this in, because it's a low cost with a high ROI to get their members and their members' kids moving.
Yeah, to go from running Nike golf to where he is now, that's the Pills we know and love. So that's fantastic news of that. Exactly. There are some really, really good people still in this industry, including yourself. So I always take to heart the great pleasure that I've had knowing people like that in the industry, because it's still the good, bad, and the ugly, and this industry is struggling. And you know, you can tell me anything you want to tell me, not you personally, but collectively in the industry, how great things are and everything else. But you know, it's not the case, you know. And we're not naysayers. We just kind of tell it like it is, and that's why I've enjoyed doing this show for as long as we do it. Plus, we have great guests that tell it from the inside out. So that's from that standpoint. And from your standpoint, what is your take on the industry these days?
Well, it seems to be doing great. I've actually had meetings with Greg and Nathan over at the NGF, National Golf Foundation. He exposed them. So the messaging and the numbers seem to be great. I just say, listen, let's not take this for granted. You know, things run in cycle. Let's go to the roots. And one of the roots is where all the kids are. Let's go to the kids that are not being exposed to golf. They're not being exposed in schools. They're not being exposed at home. We can make an economical way to get all these kids exposed to golf in a fun way. Keep in mind, we're using avatars. We're using music. We're using emojis. And one of the magic of what we're doing, and he said this, wow, this is good. In fact, I had 3 people say this to me, is that when we use kids to teach kids, kids get turned on to it. It's not like you and me going to a kid that says, here, we're going to teach you how to play golf. And they may say, hey, you know how to play, but this is hard. But if they see a kid doing it, they're picking it up. So back to your question, the industry just seems to be doing fine. From the numbers, they seem to be doing very well. But I never take it for granted. I know things run in cycle. I want to help this industry grow in a huge way. And we have the way of getting a bunch of kids active so they can turn out to be more active, fit, and healthy golfers in the future.
Yeah, besides the golf clubs and golf equipment, anything sporting good-wise is pretty expensive these days.
Oh.
Tennis rackets are ridiculous. I mean, you try to get your kid. My nephew played hockey. I was like, oh, my God. How much for those skates? You know, it's just, you know, it didn't matter. It doesn't matter what the sport is. So it's really, you know, it's difficult a lot of times to get that appropriate equipment in the hands of these kids.
Well, you're talking about a sore spot with me because I was thinking of golf initially, but overall, the pay-to-play approach to sports has made it so kids that don't have or come from families that don't have much income can't afford. But more importantly, it's a turnoff. It's gotten so serious for some of these kids. The kids that want to go out and just have fun. Like when I was growing up, hey, I wanted to compete. Nobody wanted to compete more than me, but I wanted to make sure I was having fun. Now it's so serious. I have kids in my own community here. I asked them, they said, oh, we don't want to be part of that. It's too serious. And mom and dad don't want to spend all that money. So it's a turnoff. That's where you can go after the money, but eventually we got to grow the pie of kids that want to play the sport, these sports. And that's a big issue. And I haven't seen anybody that's got a problem of lowering costs. My solution is let's increase the pool of kids that want to play, and through a product or a platform like Fit Kids Academy is a good answer.
Well, exactly right. I was actually helping somebody with their golf swing just a couple days ago, and we did it without a club and without a ball because you don't need it to do that, to work on your swing. It's great to have it, but you don't have to, as you well know. But the competition these days, whether it's in academics or whether it's in athletics, is so intense. It blurs the lines. It really does.
Well, where this can be fixed, in my opinion, first of all, is when parents get involved, is to make sure they work on the basics. And again, when you look at our play golf video or any of our videos, we're using average kids to teach basic skills. We're not teaching kids to be serious high-profile athletes. We want kids to get out there and move. But if parents do it with them, they can turn around and bring in the fun to it. So they're out having social times together and realizing the great assets and benefits of playing golf outside of being on a traveling team or going to college and playing golf. That's not what we should be working on. We should make sure that everybody goes out there and has fun with this. And with parents being engaged and they can do these videos with the kids, it's a great way to be able to overcome some of the problems we're talking about.
You know, it's great to see the participation family-wise in our great game of golf. It's something that really the industry kind of fell into the hole and came out without any scratches on him. I mean, that's pretty much what happened, you know, from that standpoint. Sometimes you just get super lucky no matter what. So it's still great to see participation is up. National Golf Foundation has been doing a great job for a lot of years. I remember we started this show back in 1998. The National Golf Foundation said 3 million golfers come into the game every year and 3 million people golfers leave the game every year. So it was kind of a zero-sum type of thing. And even though we've got an uptick in numbers, I don't think it's too far off to still what is happening because the game's expensive. It's certainly you need to put time in, and, you know, it's not easy. So,
well, I worked with Joe Bennett before Greg, and that word that came out of their factory, because they're a factory of information and a great service to the industry, was latent demand. There are X millions of play people out there that just want to play the game but haven't yet. So it's having the right programs to get people into the game in a fun way, and to me, making sure they start the game in a good way. That's why Kathy Harvin and I developed Get Golf Ready. Kathy said, God, we got to make sure these average golfers or beginner golfers come in and learn the proper skills rather than just push them out there. Because we know, Keith, we get out there, this game can be very, very tough. It's tough on us. It can tear us down. It's the most humbling sport in the world. And if you don't have some basic skills starting out, there's a good chance you'll say, I don't want to play this game. I'm going to go have some fun doing something else. So golf's got a great opportunity here, and because it is a phenomenal game for the body, mind, and spirit.
Well, that's part of why the PGA Tour started First Tee, but that isn't gone in the direction that it was ever intended to either. I don't believe, because I was talking to somebody involved with First Tee recently on the show, and they're not even teaching golf. I mean, that's the bonus for the kids. You learn how to be a great human being, but hey, golf is involved.
Yeah, I can't disagree with your opinions about the First Tee, but I just say to myself, I've studied this problem probably deeper than anybody else. Because keep in mind, even when my early days at Wilson, I studied this problem to grow the sport of tennis. I did the research and I said, what does it take to get people to play tennis? And back in tennis, I did research and we found out that, again, we had a similar problem to golf at the stage, is people don't enter the game the right way. They rush them out in the course. They rush them out in the tennis courts and they say, get out and play. But if you don't learn the skills properly, you're not going to have fun and you won't come back. So we started a program called Tennis Welcome Centers. And those welcome centers brought people in the right way. And that's what Kathy and I did with Get Golf Ready. And we worked with Mike Tinkey also with the NGCOA. So we know it. It's just a matter of the industry being committed to the long-term growth of anything. And that's not just true with golf. It's all these sports. If you look at all the sports, now soccer is going to get a jump now, but will they retain those kids into the game? Because it's not about trial, it's about retention.
Right. And you, interesting, you mentioned Get Golf Ready. And I've seen so many adults, because I try to support the local muni courses and things like that, and it can be painful. The par three courses, the executives, holy cow, after your eighth shot, you need to pick the ball up. You know, it's just, I don't understand. People out there, I appreciate they're out there, and I appreciate that they're involved with our great game. But it's like, here is a car. Go ahead, sit there and drive it. But you've never seen a car. You've never driven it before, right? How are you going to know how to operate it?
Well, this goes back to learning the basics and having people to play with. Again, when we developed Tennis Welcome Centers or Get Golf Ready, one of the big formulas to that, we had groups of 6 to 8 people that learned together. So you had 6 to 8 people that were beginners that learned together, that go out there and play together. Because if you're a beginner and you don't have skills and you go out with fairly skilled people, you're almost embarrassed. You're going to shank balls. You're not going to hit them properly. And then that's not good for the psyche. So do you want to be in that environment? I wouldn't. I learned with early on with some friends who were beginners too. So that's why the formula we had with tennis and also golf with Kathy and I punched out there, it's the right formula. It's just a matter of is the industry, and I'm just not talking golf, I'm talking all these sports, is the industry committed to bringing people into the sport the right way? And that's where with our platform, Fit Kids Academy, we're trying to overcome that by having a platform that can be used in homes, in camps, in clubs, in schools, and they learn the basics in a fun way.
Talking to Jim Ball, founder of Fit America, former president of Wilson Sporting Goods, was on board of directors for the sport and fitness industry, knows all sports. So Jim, even though golf is primarily the sport we talk about all sports, you know, and it doesn't have to be recreational sports either, get into the pros and the college ranks and stuff like that, but it's interesting. You mentioned another name that of somebody that I had on the show numerous times in the past, and he's moved around a little bit, and that's Steve Mona. Interesting guy, interesting guest when he was on the show.
Well, Steve, I met with Steve initially when I was actually working with Mike Tinkey initially at the NGCOA, and they said, let's do, we had another name for it, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, that the NGCOA and I at Wilson, because I was the president of Wilson, we developed a program in Chicago to get new golfers to grow the game. It worked. And then what we did is say, let's do this more. And then eventually I talked to Steve Mona. Steve saw the big picture. He realized that we have to do a better job with these beginners to be able to get them in the game. Fabulous guy. They hired Kathy Harbin. Kathy, I spoke to Kathy 10 days ago. Phenomenal person. She gets it. She was actually, I think, the volunteer president for the NGCOA. She was on the board of the PGA, and she gets it. And she is she loves working with me because we both are thinking the same way and think about growing the game the right way long term. But Steve is phenomenal. He hired Kathy. I think that's the way it worked. But I work with Steve and Kathy, and we need people like that in this industry to be able to get people grounded, because you can think about the serious players. That's where the money is today. But let's make sure we worry about the average player and the average kid. And, you know, and I always fall back on, let's make sure we're getting these kids healthy too, because that's where the problem is. If we got health problems in a country net today, it's going to be an even bigger problem in the future as these kids grow up.
No, there's no question. And it's interesting. You bring up another good topic, and that is just being active. And by that, you could just be walking. I mean, it's 5,000 steps a day type of thing that you hear about. There's been a lot of articles in major publications. Yes, they still exist, including newspapers here recently about that. And the fine people at ShotScope have sent me a couple watches over time. The one I used to use on the golf course was a little bit better for golf, but the one I'm currently wearing tracks my steps, so you know, it makes it good that way too. So
my Apple Watch, I do the same thing. I use it for walking. I'm looking at how many steps I have, how many calories I'm burning, how much time I'm out there, and I use it with golf. And this is the beauty of walking is the number one sport in America, because all you need is a pair of shoes and say, I'm going to get out and walk. So there's no excuse for America not moving. But the other thing that people want is the social interaction and having friends to do it with. And this is the advantage of golf, tennis, and pickleball. Those three sports, you can get out and have fun with other people. You get the social aspect. You get the physical benefits. And don't forget what this is doing for our brains. Playing golf, you use your brain in ways that you don't use in other sports. And the same thing with some of these other sports, they have the benefits. So the social aspect is a thing that is a great benefit that you can't get. You can walk with other people. But a lot of times I see people, what they're doing is they're looking at their iPad, listen to radio. That's just fine. But our country is built on people working together and talking together. And this is the great thing about sports.
Yeah. Well, usually I don't like to spread the word pickleball around on this show. They don't let me play anymore because, you know, apparently it's legal to hit the ball at people and the people get upset. So they don't let me play anymore. And I'm not going to the corner where they try to send me. I'm just, you know, I'm going to stay golf course ready or whatever. I play tennis, pickleball. Who knew that was going to be a thing? I am astounded. There's professional leagues now. I mean, it's on television as a sport. It's just, I don't know.
But you got to ask why.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you why after this break. We're heading to our final break. We're with the great Jim Ball. He is the founder of Fit America and a guy who has been in the industry for many, many decades. Not that he looks old or anything. Not that he is old, but just many, many decades. Since elementary school, that's how he knows the 5 to 13-year-old age range so well. We'll be back. We're back to wrap up the show with the young, effervescent Jim Ball. So there you go. That's the problem. You know, I've been doing this show for almost 30 years. So it's like, how old are you? Nobody ever asked me that for real. I say, you know, here's my, I look good for 80, don't I? You're 80? No, I'm not 80. I just look good for 80. That's all.
Well, Keith, we both do this because we have passion for something. We're good at it, but more importantly, we have passion for doing this. And that's what gets me going every day is you talk to people like I was talking about USA Swimming today. They're like, we never realized this market was out there. Thank you for doing this. We got to find ways of helping you. And other people, I was talking to somebody at the Physical Activity Council. And he says, wow, the quality of your content with Fit Kids Academy is amazing. He says, this is so great. Everybody should be using this because, again, it doesn't threaten the PGA professional, doesn't threaten anybody. It actually goes after a market that's been totally neglected. So that's what makes me do what I do. And I just want to leave this country in a better shape than it's in now.
Well, you bring up a very valid point, and that again, having covered football at all levels over the years, the all Met players in high school usually get into a good college, get a scholarship and stuff. But as you get into the college, the competition gets more vigorous, and then to get that next step from the college ranks to the professional ranks, it even trickles down even smaller the funnel that way. But it's the bunch of other guys on the team, or girls, depending on what sport you're talking about, who don't get the scholarships and such, who are still playing the game. Those are the ones, the kind of the forgotten players, if you will, right? And are there more elite players on the team, more all-met players, or are there more of the everyday guy?
And average.
Right. It's the average guy or the above-average guy who wasn't quite good enough, or you don't know. There have been guys that didn't do anything in high school. Michael Jordan didn't even make his varsity team when he got into school, and you know he's a Hall of Famer and one of the best basketball players of all time. You know, so you just don't know how you're going to progress or when you're going to progress or when you hit your growth spurt or what have you. So to forget those people that are, as Jim put it, average, but I call them, you know, better than average. That's criminal, if you will, you know.
Well, here are the numbers. This is the beauty of what you're talking about, because we're talking about people that potentially become very great in the upper part of the participation of any of these sports. But more importantly, if there's research done with executives, and I'm talking about people who've been successful in business, 95% of all C-level corporate executives grew up playing sports. 95%. For women, it's exactly the same percentage. Unfortunately, fewer women are playing sports than men. So if women want to be equal to men, sports gives a child, gives everybody skills like learning to lose, overcoming adversity, working with teammates, which you think about, a family's a teammate, the military's a teammate, a company's a teammate. So we have to realize the benefits of sports are so far reach than being a top professional. It's about living life and being successful in life through business.
Yeah, those are fascinating statistics. That's the one thing about you, Jim, is you come to the table with numbers. You know, people are like, yeah, you can say anything, but can you show me the numbers? Jim says, sure, let me take out my big, thick notebook, and here, look, here's, you know, 90, who knew 95% of the CEOs in America played a sport? Yours truly didn't until right now. So, but it makes total sense. It makes corporate environment is a competitive environment as well. So it doesn't matter if you're on a green field or if you're in a square office, it's still competition.
And then it's a couple other things that I just love bringing these numbers up because they're eye openers. That the research that kids, what happens when they are active, they are much better students than kids that are inactive, and mental health issues go down dramatically when kids are more active, because we forget about what happens with physical activity and golf, etc., when you get that blood flow going to your brain. It's there is a phrase that came up from Dr. Thomas Frieden, who was the former CDC chief. He said, the closest thing we have to a miracle drug is physical activity, but we're not pushing it the way we need to.
There's no question about it, but thanks to Jim Ball, it is getting pushed out there. Jim, we're going to have you on in a few more weeks when school gets underway, and you can update us on that as the things are going with FIT Kids Academy and such. But we're just out of time. Special thanks to Jim Ball, founder of FIT America. Get out there and practice your game, whatever it is. Practice. Take your game to the next level, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.